Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound.
Hi, I'm Erin Reedy, and I'm here with Riley Schmiedemann. Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good. And we're going to play some of my songs for you. We're going to do a few covers in there, and we're excited to be here. All right, this first one's an original. It's called Hurts to Hurt. It's the way we danced around. Goodbye, burnt in our eyes. I'll let you go and figure it out. When to stop looking to find every silver lining. Don't turn around to me. Go search for the sea when it hurts to come clean. It hurts to hurt me. Wash it down real quick with a drink. Thought we were out running time. Passes us by. Don't turn around to me. Go search for the sea when it hurts to come clean. It hurts to hurt me. When it hurts to hurt me.
Listening to Fiddling Around. My name is Callista Case, and I'm so happy to have you and Riley on the show today. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks so much. So excited to be here.
Totally. Yeah. So just for all our listeners out there, I met Erin through one of my good friends, Leilani, because she's currently a student at the Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music here at NYU. And meeting a fellow Kentuckian is always a delight here in New York. We're very few and far to come by.
It's rare, but it's so wonderful when it happens.
Exactly. Yes. Such a gem. So I'd love to get us started just talking about what it's been like and how your music taste has developed living in Kentucky and also getting into the New York scene as well. Just start it from the beginning.
Yes. First of all, I want to say hi to everyone in Kentucky specifically that's listening, family, friends. Hi, everyone. So I grew up in Texas before Kentucky.
Wow.
And before I got into School of Rock, which is where I learned how to play music for the first time and started getting super into classic rock and all of that. Honestly, my first memories of what was influencing me musically was my older brother when we were very little. He had an obsession with Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
And that was the first time that I'd ever really experienced listening to an icon and wanting to be that person and listening to them and stuff. And I feel like a little bit of that rubbed on me, honestly, and it just kind of went off from there. I listened to a lot of country music growing up, in mix with other things. I have very vivid memories of the CMAs on TV, Sugarlands.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
Reba,
you know
all
it.
Of that. That was honestly, I didn't really realize it, but that was so much of my makeup of what influenced me. Yeah,
totally. And then how old were you when you moved to Kentucky?
It was before high school. I think I was, I want to say 13, 14, okay, probably around cool. then. Yeah.
The developmental years were in Fort exactly. Thomas. That's where you're from. Is that right?
Yeah. Fort yeah. Thomas, Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky, Kentucky, right? Mm-hmm. That's where all my family's from. So I get the vibes.
Shout out Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, shout out. Oh my gosh. It's like kind of the in-between of like the Ohio vibes and then the Kentucky
totally.
Spirit. Yeah, so yeah. I bet that adds a lot too. And then moving to New York, what's it been like making your sound more malleable to fit what it's like in the indie scene in New York and especially at Clive Davis?
It's been great. I think coming into New York, I was super gravitated towards specifically the indie rock scene. I think that's a lot of what I put myself in my first year being here. And it really wasn't until last year that I started to kind of reconsider kind of folk inspiration and Americana country, the influence that I grew up around. And it's been a lot of fun finding that here. I think it's a little bit harder to find yeah, than if you definitely. Were in a place like Nashville or Central Kentucky, but it's super, super present. And totally. When you do find it, it is so wonderful. I was just at a wonderful country venue in Williamsburg, and they were playing some honky tonk there. And
wow, where is that?
It exists
name.
Here in New York.
Wow.
The place is called Skinny Dennis.
And oh, yes, I love Skinny
Dennis. New York
Dennis.
Country fans, you should
yes.
check it out.
Oh my gosh, totally. Yeah, I love about New York, like folk and like bluegrass and country here. It's very much like jam based. And mm-hmm. that's so wonderful considering how like scary it is to get into the New York music sometimes. It feels very like totally. You have to know the right people at the right times or else you're not going to get in. But with folk, it's all about just hanging out, meeting new people mm-hmm. and making music with strangers, which is just so cool. And getting to refine that through NYU, I bet, is such a cool privilege to be able to do here. And I'm excited to see what you do here in New York as well, which we'll talk about in just a little bit with your upcoming releases. And we've got a couple more tunes here on the show. But I wanted to close this off by talking about to all my Kentucky artists that I have come on the show, just because it's so special to me. I love to ask what the word home means for you and your music.
That's such a sweet question. Oh my gosh. I think one thing I've really been embracing as a songwriter right now is storytelling. I love telling stories, imagining myself in those settings where I grew up, imagining the people and the artists that I'm inspired by. That has really kind of been the pushing force behind what I'm trying to do with my music. And I think it's also important to kind of bring that into areas where it's not in the forefront. And it's been pretty exciting to see country is totally taking a step.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in rooms I wouldn't normally see it in. And that's also been very exciting. And I love the idea of bringing that in with genres and spaces that you're not normally seeing it in. I think New York is great for that. And yeah. that's kind of where I'm seeing home. And it makes me happy.
Totally. I love that. I love yeah. that answer. Yeah. And I feel like the whole, like, oh, I love all music except country is getting well behind us now.
Let's get rid of that. Like let's be honest.
That. We don't need that negative
it's not
energy in 2024.
It's just
pleasure.
Music. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, people like Adrian Lenker are now mm-hmm. bringing it to the forefront of indie crowds and college student crowds. And it's something that I just never expected to be able to see after leaving home is a lot of tastes of that here, and
totally.
It makes you feel really warm and fuzzy, mm-hmm. feeling like we are a part of this next generation of music, and you know, our home isn't the way of the past, if that makes any sense.
So, I completely agree.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's Erin Reedy on Fiddlin' Around. Let's hear another tune. What do you have next?
Awesome. We have a cover. This is by a Alabama artist. Her name's Waxahachie. And she's one of my favorites right now. Love what she's doing. And we're gonna play her song, Three Sisters. Pick you up inside a hopeless prayer. See you beholding nothing.
you why you would lie. It was never the love that you wanted. It's a state of mind you define to get everything that you want.
Thank you so much. I love that song so much. Just all around. It's one of my favorites.
Shout out Waxahachie.
Shout out.
She's awesome.
Well, it's Erin Reedy on Fiddlin' Around. And this is a question that I ask everybody, but I think it's a really fun one and it might throw you for a loop. It always tends to make people like stress out for some reason because like, oh my gosh. If you could describe yourself, Erin Reedy, in a 3-song set of covers, what would they be?
Okay. Huge inspiration right now is Sierra Farrell. Love what she's doing with bluegrass, and she just won, I think, the Americana Artist of the Year at the Americana Fest that was held at the Ryman. So, Dollar Bill Bar is one of my favorite songs by her, but anything off of Trails of Flowers I'm constantly listening to.
So good. And I just love her vibe, too, just generally. It's so unique and fun. And
she's like the chaperone of Americana. Period. Her costumes and stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely love it.
And yeah. just her like flamboyancy and like mm-hmm. charisma on stage is just unmatchable. And she'll hold up even against the oldest and most legendary legends in the business. It's wonderful to see. And I love the female representation too, for sure.
Absolutely. Song two. This is a classic. I feel like you can't go wrong with this song. I listened to a lot of Elton John growing up. Piano was kind of where I started. So I would say Tiny Dancer, Elton John. I would also love to see, I don't know if this has been done already, but a folky cover of that I think would be beautiful. I just love the story that's told in it. Yeah. So I think that's kind of where I pull that inspiration.
Totally. How long were you playing piano? Do you still play piano ever?
I do a little bit. I started playing when I was six. And I was really, really into it for probably like the first 12 years. And it's still something I love to do. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been a little bit fun to pivot in what I'm doing.
Totally.
Loved learning the guitar. Mm-hmm. I think it was just time for something new.
Yeah. How recently did you learn the guitar?
I started taking it seriously probably 2 years ago now.
Wow. That's pretty recent considering how beautiful you sound.
Thank you. Yeah. I got one for my dorm, the literal building we're in right now. I lived on the fifth floor.
No way,
and I just went to the Guitar Center on Union and I got the cheapest Fender acoustic, which I have now gotten rid of because it was a little too cheap for my liking.
Oh, sure.
But it was a great starting point.
And I love walking into that Guitar Center because it's just the
guitar
the wall
room.
Of
it's magic.
Guitars,
so
and
much
it's like the beautiful wood. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy everything in that room if I could. So Elton John, I love that inspiration. I definitely hear that. And he's got like the sparkle to him that is, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just something about the chords and his progressions that just, they just lift a song up. And then number three.
Oh, number three. Okay. Lucinda Williams, Overtime. That was a huge inspiration for the song that I'm playing at the end of this. little foreshadowing. The pedal steel on that is so, so beautiful. I got the privilege of seeing her in the Opry show. Also at the Ryman. Shout out Ryman.
Sponsor me.
Yeah, and it really just made me get into her stuff again and really deep dive into it. So
She's wonderful. She was just in Lexington this summer.
Really?
It was wild. She was at the Kentucky Theater. It's like downtown Lexington. It's like a movie theater. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's just Lucinda Williams is here. It's wild. And she's still kicking. I think she's well into her 80s now.
I want to say maybe
70s.
Late 70s or 80s, but she's still picking along that guitar and singing.
It's wild. Car Wheels on a Gravel Road is still just like, it's so good in her voice.
You're making me want to go listen to this right now. I'm going to leave here and put Lucinda Williams on and walk in the rain and pretend I'm the main character.
Yes, period. We can make a whole playlist out of this set. It's a great set that describes Aaron Reedy. Yeah, we might. Come on. It's on the list. Well, that leads us really well into talking about some releases that are coming out of you very, very soon. Can you talk about what you've been up to? I know you've got recording studios at your disposal, thanks to NYU. And I know you've been working hard getting some stuff out for us. So what does the next couple of months look like for you?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to. I don't have an exact date yet, but follow me on socials, Aaron Reedy. On everything. It's A-R-I-N because I'm a little different.
Oh, of course.
And I'm hoping to get it out sometime mid to late November is the goal. I don't want to promise anything, but that is very likely to happen. And wrote it last spring, start recording it last spring. And Riley helped me with guitars, has been helping with production a little bit. So that's been so great. And this is really the first project that I've fully taken on recording, and it's important to me that I produce it, so it's been taking a little longer, but I'm happy about it. Just got some wonderful pedal steel tracked on it, so you can expect that on it. That was something that I knew was a must.
So you've been working on that for the past couple of months. What is that release going to look like? Is it a little bit more indie leaning? Is it upbeat? Is it a little more ballady? Give us a little taste.
Yeah,
it's going to be like.
It's on the ballady side, classic 6/8 song. I love writing in 6/8, and it's definitely a song for when you're in your feels, but I love a little song that you can be in your feels to and also groove to. So it's got some fun surprises and exciting things going on production-wise. I think overall it's a fun listen, and you can feel however you want to feel. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a chameleon song. Do we have a title, a release name for that yet?
Yes. So I don't know how I've like somehow danced around the moon this entire time.
Like, it's a really big surprise here. We're building up.
Yeah. But it's called Annie. Mm. Yeah, I'm so excited about it. And we're going to be playing it at the end of this. So you will get to hear the stripped down version of it.
Hey, sneak peek. I'm so excited. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into our next song on that note. It's Aaron Reedy on Fiddlin' Around, and here's another tune. Let's get into it.
This one is called The Swimming Song. It's a cover. Last cover of the set.
Summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, I moved my arms around. Summer I swam in the ocean, I swam in a swimming pool, salt in my wounds, chlorine in my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool, a self-destructive fool. That's not all. I did the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crawl. The old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place from the reservoir to the booth. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit. Swan dives and jackknives for you all. And once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball. I did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming. This summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Moved my arms around.
Wainwright the third. He's got some really quirky, whimsical stuff. I found it through one of my friends, Meals, who also has music out, and you should check her out. But that's how I found the song. It's so fun to play. We just wanted, honestly, I put this in here because we wanted a little fun song to break it up.
I love it. Yeah. Do you swim?
I swim. Actually, just a fun fact is when I was 12, I made my iPod Touch password spell out swim because I love to swim so much.
She's a mermaid. She's a swimmer. No, I heard it was like backstroke, butterfly. I taught a little kid's swim team this past summer.
Awesome.
So I'm like, it's ingrained in my heart, but it's also like a little traumatic.
It's very important that I specify that this was fully leisurely swimming and it was not at all competitive swimming. I have never done that.
Literally Katie Ledecky right here.
Yeah, I'm a very slow swimmer, but I can do handstands and pretend I'm a mermaid.
Do you have a favorite stroke? I think butterflies.
I was gonna say the butterfly.
You're a sick freak.
Well, I don't think it's fun. I think it's awesome.
I was like, that's crazy.
When you're watching the people do it, it's
cool.
This
like
is
Michael
awesome.
Phelps with his like really strong back. It's impressive. It's beautiful. But like you would do, if I do that in the water, I think I will drown.
Yeah,
I will. I used to like complain to my mom. No, my swim coach when I was a kid, I would like fake cry and I'd be like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So that she wouldn't put me in butterfly. And she's like, oh my God, geez, just stop crying. Just fine. Go sit over there.
That is too funny.
And also shout out Swan Dive in that song.
I was, just going to say, if I had a favorite dive, it would, I don't even know what a swan dive is. It's just a classic.
Just imagine Riley just did the most gorgeous
dive. The swan dive would be like wide.
Oh yeah, it's like a T. It's like T posing into the water. I think it's
context.
Like...
Riley's band is named Swan Dive, and he doesn't know this.
Fake AF. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Don't miss the swan dive.
Yeah. Hashtag boycott swan dive.
Boycott swan dive.
They don't know what they're talking about.
I'll learn what it is and then write swan dive by swan dive. We'll bad code.
If you don't have a song about diving yet, you gotta get
the diving song. We'll see if it competes with the swimming song.
People would like that.
I'm people. You are people.
There are no
people.
A bunch
of nautical sounds.
We just need some ocean sounds. I love it. I love the deep philosophical conversations we have here about swimming on Fiddling Around. We're just having fun here. Oh my gosh. Well, let's have even more fun and let's talk about what you've got coming up besides your releases in the next couple of months. I remember I saw you for the first time live this past April, May at Arlene's Grocery, thanks to Clive Davis. Mm-hmm. And that was super fun. So much fun. You were like singing with True Jackson too. Mm-hmm. Some good friends up there. But I'm sure you've got some more stuff coming up. But where can people see you? Where can people go out to see you in New York, in surrounding areas? Are you performing anywhere in the next couple of months?
So right now, I'm really focusing on getting some stuff recorded. As you mentioned, I am at the Clive Davis Institute. So is Riley.
Shout out.
Clive Davis Institute.
Thanks, man.
We love you and your studios. Yeah, I've just really been taking advantage of the studios we have. I started out in school wanting to be an engineer, funny enough.
Crazy.
And I'm still super interested in that stuff. It's still a big part of what I want to do. And so, honestly, I've been spending a lot of time just kind of taking advantage of the studios, working on my stuff, figuring out fun things to do in the studio. But I am hoping, even though I don't have anything lined up, that I can get some stuff going on, specifically in Williamsburg. Maybe even Skinny Dennis.
No way.
Absolutely. Their booker, is based in Nashville. So it's kind of a fun little dance that you have to do to actually book there. You have to go through this guy in Nashville. But me and my friend Eloise Granville, who hopefully you'll see on the show further down the line, are... In the midst of kind of planning out some really fun live stuff. So I'm hoping spring rolls around, you will see me start to post about some live stuff coming up. Super excited about that.
Thrilling, yeah. So what's it been like putting your producer hat on? I know you've got some experience with that, but I bet it's been a really fun experience being your self-producer and just getting to craft what your product is going to be for the world. What's that been like?
It's been so great. I think it's really fun to take kind of the stuff that I've been working on in school and apply that to my own stuff in a really creative way. I think when I started to learn it, it was super intimidating, and there was a lot of science and physics behind that, which, you know, and I think in some senses, sure, know your stuff, know the best way to soundproof a room.
Like, what's polarity? I still don't know.
You know what? It's a long story, and I still don't understand all of it, but I think I have a really good grip on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really great. I also got the wonderful chance through NYU to work and take a class at East Iris Studios in Nashville, and we got to record some really amazing music there for an artist specifically, JP Burr. His song called My Condition, which is out now, that was something that my class helped work on.
Wow.
And that was so, so great. Really one of the first times that I deep dive into the nitty-gritty of producing engineering country music. Mm-hmm. So it was so much fun.
Well, I'm excited to hear some of that producer brain on your upcoming releases. And once again, that's at Aaron Reedy on Instagram and everything. And we've got just two more songs today. It's so sad. I wish we could have as many as we wanted forever. But we unfortunately have to end with two. So what do we have up next?
All right, so we have an original, and it's called Indiana. I wrote this one with some dear friends when I was in LA this summer, and Riley actually helped me with this one too. So yeah, we're gonna play that for you. We are back in the originals territory.
In a different tuning,
we somehow magically got here. And this one's called Indiana. Indiana.
Indiana. Talk about what we were scared of. On Herald Street, there was a back road where we would meet and fight with sticks our lives. A branch of an oak tree.
Sad news, this is the last one. Exciting news, this is the one that is gonna come out first. It's called Annie, and once again, my Instagram's Aaron Reedy. So is my TikTok, and I love to post fun behind the scenes of stuff I'm producing and what I'm working on, so you should definitely check that out. And just a hi to everyone home that's watching. This was so, so exciting to get ready for and do, especially for my favorite people at home that are watching, and also shout out to people in New York who are watching. And thanks fiddling around for having us. It's been so fun. And go listen to Riley's band Swan Dive. It's been a pleasure playing songs with them. All right.
Listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM The Hound, and I will see you next week. Roll on. Ow, ow, ow.